Afternoon, everyone, and everyone over the internet as well. I did think of giving somebody the opportunity to give the sermonette, but I'm afraid I left it too late. What with going to America and then coming back and the birth of the baby, of our granddaughter, by the time I'd really realised that I should have told somebody and alerted them to have a sermonette ready, I thought it wasn't really fair to go ahead and do that to you. Dear, I do believe that this is a better room than you had last year. And we hope that we will have this room then for the feast. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the internet transmission goes. Certainly it seems to be going well at the moment. And we've also now rebooked the hotel as well that you had last year. So that is the venue for the feast for this year here in Nigeria. And we are also delighted to be here ourselves. Now, you know, all these things, the room here, the hotel, the fact that we are able to come here, has been made possible by the generosity of others. You know, we haven't financed our own trip down. It was people who were faithfully tithing that allowed us to come down, that allowed us to help you with the hotel, and allow us to provide this internet cafe as well for you. But it's something that God has implemented. In other words, faithfully tithing allows the money to be available. And the reason it is there is so that we learn to give. So that every single one of us learns to give, and learns to give to other people, to others who perhaps you would obviously not understand the things except for somebody, say, coming down from a minister coming down from the UK. What I want to do today is I want to talk about one of the tithes. I want to talk about second tithe, because it's close to the feast. And I want to talk about how we should use second tithe God's way, because you will be going to the feast, you'll have a certain amount, or should have a certain amount of second tithe, but we all need to use it God's way. Let's first of all just clarify something, because I know that some people believe there's only one tithe. Let's turn over to Numbers chapter 18. In Numbers chapter 18. Now, in Numbers 18, in verse 21, I want you to notice what it says. It says, "And behold, I have given the children of Levi," notice the word, "all." Notice, "I've given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation." Now, some people will say, oh, that means all the tenth of the animals. It wasn't including the tenth of the corn. But if you go down a little bit into verse 25, it says, "The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, Thus speak to the Levites, and say to them, When you take of the children of Israel the tithes that I have given you," that's being said to the Levites, "from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Eternal, even a tenth part of the tithe." Now this is, therefore, the tithe of the tithe. This is where we get the principle of tithe of the tithe from. A tithe of the tithe is where the second tithe is being saved faithfully by the membership, and a tenth of that is then given to the church so that they can implement the halls that are being used, the internet cafe in this case, and that kind of thing. And it then goes in and it says, "Thus your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it was the corn of the threshing floor, as the fullness of the winepress." So it's mentioning corn and wine there. So it's clearly not just animals being talked about as far as second tithe is concerned. If you turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 14, you find here another tithe mentioned. In Deuteronomy chapter 14, you find here in verse 22, it says, "You shall truly tithe." This is Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22. "You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings forth year by year." Now, we've just read about the seed. We've read about the wheat, the corn, and the seed. So we can see very clearly that this must be another one, because it then says, "And you shall eat before the Eternal your God." We just saw that it was supposed to be for Levi, not for the general people. which he has chosen to place in the place where he chooses to place his name there, and your the corn of your wine and your oil, the firstlings of your herds. And if the way is too long for you, that you are not able to carry it, or the place is too far from you, which the Eternal your God has chosen to set his name there, then in verse 25 you'll turn it into money, bind it into your money in your hand, and go to the place that the Eternal your God shall choose. So the tithe, the second tithe, is used for food. As it goes on, it says, and whatever you shall bestow that money for, whatever your soul lusts after, for beef steaks, as it says, for oxen, so you could have a jollof rice and beef, that's something that would be good. Or for sheep, so you could have perhaps pepper stew, and you could have goat meat or sheep. Or for wine or strong drink, or for whatever your soul desires, in moderation obviously. And you will eat there before the Eternal your God, and you will rejoice, you and your household. Second tithe is designed to make the feast an enjoyable time, an enjoyable period, and to be eaten by the people that are there at the feast. Now I want you to notice that it says here, it says that it's to be used to buy food, to go to the feast. So it talks about turning into money and journeying, so you might need to, say, rent a taxi. That's a use that you can put second tithe to come to the feast. But it doesn't say to buy mobile phones. In other words, you don't go ahead and say second tithe so that at the end of the feast you think, well, I haven't spent it all, I'm going to spend it and buy a mobile phone. No, that isn't part of it. It's designed to make the feast enjoyable. That's the purpose of the second tithe. Now, there is a scripture which you probably have never looked at in this way, but over in Malachi chapter 3, I think I'll show you in Malachi chapter 3 a scripture here. The people, it's talking primarily about first tithe. But there is an aspect here, there is a principle here that we should be able to apply to second tithe and then see. This is Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. In verse 8 it says, will a man rob God, and yet you have robbed me? But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, which includes second tithe, as far as having it there ready for the feast, that there may be food in my house, and prove me and test me now herewith, says the Eternal of hosts. Because remember, they ate the second tithe at the place that the Eternal had chosen, and this time it'll be here in Oweri. It'll be a place which will be linked across to the UK, and it will be allow us to meet together in that respect. And prove me, test me, says the Eternal of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. So here it's talking about robbing God and stealing in the sense of the tithe. I want you to notice what it says in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Over in Ephesians, because here it's describing how we change, what we must do to change our approach and our attitudes of mind. In Ephesians chapter 4, now we just read in Malachi 3 about how will you rob me, says God. It says in tithes and offerings. And here in chapter 4, it says in verse 28, it says, let him that stole steal no more. Now I know it's talking in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. I know it's talking primarily about people that were thieves before coming into the church. But this also applies, because if you notice what it says in Malachi, the same principle applies. Let him that stole steal no more, but I want you to notice what it says. But rather, let him labor, go out and we work, working with his hands the thing which is good, going out and working properly, working hard, that he may have something to give to him that needs. Now this is why I have been able to come down here. Because people have given, so that they, I can then give, or so that they can give to you that needs, so that you can have a nice feast. There have been specific donations made to us to bring down so that you can have a nice meal during the feast time. And these specific donations have been given to us to actually cater for that. But that doesn't end there. You also, you have a certain amount of second tithe. If you faithfully say second tithe, you'll have a certain amount. It's how you then use it. And what it's saying here is the attitude of mind, the frame of mind. If we need to change our ways and change the way we look at things, then the attitude of mind here is that we then have something to give. And it's the way of give that we're looking at. That's what God is developing in each and every one of us. I want you to imagine something. Imagine the streets here in Owerri. But not the streets in Owerri as they are now. But I want you to imagine the streets in Owerri during the millennium. It could be that Owerri then becomes rebuilt. But can you imagine it? How the streets would be broad, and there'll be trees, and there may be fountains, and there's no rubbish. There's no rubbish at all, because people are being clean. Because people, as far as the, they're not putting the amount of money in the back pocket that should be going for the environmental health, which, you know, we were talking about yesterday. You know, as I mentioned to you today, this morning when we met, and we talked about the various subjects that you'd asked me about before, I'm amazed, and I think the people that are listening to me on the internet over in the West, if I tell them what in fact we talked about yesterday, and I want people in the West to listen very carefully to this, because it applies to you, and you want to know and you want to understand how much more advanced morally is this area in certain respects, advanced above the West. There has been a law passed here in Imo State between 3 and 4 weeks ago that has banned the miniskirt. It has banned miniskirts on all girls and all ladies. It has banned trousers on all girls and ladies. It has banned skimpy clothing on all girls and ladies. Now that has been implemented. It is now law. If a girl wears a miniskirt, she will be picked up by the police and taken to prison. And that is implemented. It is the law in Imo State. And they had a discussion saying, how do we therefore deal with people coming from other states or from other countries? And the conclusion was, you tell them before they come that this kind of thing is not allowed here in Imo State. And yet, contrast with that, the thing that we heard this morning when we were discussing, that when you have a funeral, they will fine anybody from a church that goes to that funeral if they're not a member of that church. In other words, that you cannot, for instance, if one of you were to die and your friends in another church, some kind of church out in the world, wanted to attend your funeral, the church out in the world would fine the person. I find that incredible, because if you look in this book, it, this way, the outgoing way, and yet you have the morality there. But I want you to imagine Owerri as it should be, where the place is clean, where the streets are wide, where the houses are well made, there's no government corruption, is being judged correctly. Now that's what we're picturing at the feast. This is why I say, when you look at this verse 28 in Ephesians chapter 4, this also applies to us within second tithe. That we do not use second tithe in a way which is like a thief, that is selfish, that is incoming, that is grabbing for the self and only for the self. Yes, it's designed to make the feast enjoyable, but we should make sure that we also use it to make it enjoyable by helping others, by giving to others, by inviting people around, by sharing together, by being a family, which we are going to be for eternity, as the very family of God, with the mind of God. So all of us have got to learn that give way. The feast is an excellent time to do that. And the area of second tithe also is something that we can all do that, and we can resolve to do that from this point. So from this point, let's resolve to make this feast a really giving feast, outgoing feast, sharing and enjoying the fellowship, and use the gift that has been given to you from, and willingly given to you from us all over in the UK. And it's also something that all of us need to understand, which is God's way, the give way.